goes AC/DC, 93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock, the Dog and Joe Show, weekday mornings, 5:45 to 10 a.m. I don't know any other way to ask this. It's a bit deep. It's not that fun, but I will. Should you be charged with murder if you're found guilty of cyberbullying the victim?
Oof. That is a heavy question.
I know it is.
I don't even know if I want an answer or to discuss this right now.
I know it's icky, but there's a story, and I will share it. There may not be a clear-cut answer. I'm just wondering, what's the public's perception when it comes to cyberbullying? Because we hear about it more and more. We've talked about bullying quite a bit. I just want to know, should you be charged with murder if they can pin it on you, if there's actual evidence that you did cyberbully someone to commit suicide?
So when you're saying cyberbullying, mm-hmm. does that mean people are like saying mean stuff to you, or they're telling you to kill yourself?
Well, I guess either way. And I guess it should be their mean comments force someone into ending their life, and cops can prove you're the only one or the main one who did the cyberbullying. So I guess it would be more than just mean comments. I guess it would be them pushing you toward or egging you on to commit the suicide.
I don't know.
Think about it.
I mean, it's a sunny, beautiful Friday outside.
Yeah.
I'm having a tough time even answering trivia questions.
Well, yeah, with the Dog and Joe Show. Dana, what do you think? If they can pin it on you, you cyberbully someone, should you be charged with murder if you're the one that talked him into it or forced him to committing suicide?
There's like a step down from murder. Like, I don't know what it's called, but where you, I don't know if it's like, I don't know what it's called, honestly.
Manslaughter.
Yeah, but I think maybe something is, right? Like that is kind of what I'm thinking.
So you're saying not murder, but a lesser charge.
Yeah, because for me, and I don't know if this is correct or whatever, but I think when I think of murder, you are
actually physically committing
the crime. You are physically doing something, and you are, in this case, emotionally hurting somebody, and to me, that's a really big deal.
Well, that's why I asked, because instead of taking the knife and sticking it in the chest, and I hate to be graphic, you're emotionally and mentally manipulating the strings that mm-hmm. caused those people to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like some sort of, not necessarily murder, but like...
Like a manslaughter charge.
Like a, yeah, manslaughter mm-hmm. or something like okay. that. And I partially agree with that, yeah.
766-9370, I ask because there's this popular Spanish hunter. She's beautiful, okay? 27 years of age, her name's Melania Capitan, and she used to go out on these big game hunts. And she'd post her animals, she'd show off her guns, she would show all the stuff that she hunted, killed, stuffed, you know, taxidermied, put on the wall.
Oh, I've seen this girl before.
Well, this is a different girl. This girl's from Spain. It's not the American girl.
Not the American girl, the blonde-haired girl.
And she took a lot of heat, too, the American girl that did this. And a lot of these sport hunters do. So, on her Facebook page, on social media, she would always put up the pictures. She'd be out bow hunting, shooting, fishing, whatever. And she always got a little bit of flack, because people love animals. But then she posted a post back last week, and it was a hunting magazine post, and people went after her, and they started telling her that she should commit suicide. She's got 39,000 followers. She would share hunting tips. She would share all kinds of stuff. It wasn't that she was out, oh, I'm going to go kill a lion today. Woo-hoo, this is fun. She was a legitimate sport and game hunter.
So all these, who was getting on her? Her own fans?
Her own fans. Yeah, some posts were controversial. They started coming from animal rights activists. They were harassing all of her messages and messages of others. And they claim her death is related to all the cyberbullying. So it got out of hand. Is it a thing? Should it carry a more significant charge? Because I've always said, and I've always believed, that bullying is good. It's part of life. I know others, and especially you, Joe, you probably don't agree with it. But that's what human nature is. Good or bad, people get bullied. But I think cyberbullying, as we've talked about before, carries a different burden and weight, because you can't shut the front door when the kids are throwing rocks mm-hmm. at you or calling names. You can't escape it.
True sure, to that.
You don't have to pick up your iPad. You don't have to pick up your phone or your computer and follow all the comments, but people do. They can't resist picking it up. They can't resist looking at all the comments and looking at all the Instagram. They're drawn to the computer, so it's like they have nowhere to shelter themselves from all the hate and the shaming. So, Should it carry a heavier charge, or should people that force people into cyberbullying that commit suicide be charged with murder? I don't know. I'm just asking. Because it is getting out of hand, and it is becoming a problem.
I got to tell you, as heavy as it is to talk about on such a beautiful day.
I know it's not fun. I'm just curious.
You make a valid point with it. You know, yeah. We just talked about recently about that game that the kids were playing in high school.
And that's why I bring it up.
The Blue Whale, I think it was called.
Yeah, the Blue Whale game where they force the weaker kids into killing themselves. And the kids that kill themselves at this game then go on into infamy and notoriety. And it's just happening more and more and more. And I don't understand why they can't just turn the machines off. They have to look at it. And then it drives them into this hollow, dark corridor of suicide. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's happening time and time again. And this woman was 27 years of age.
It definitely isn't right. It definitely is wrong, morally, ethically.
To cyberbully, you're saying?
And if you're going to try and force someone to kill themselves, I mean, that takes cyberbullying to the highest level. That's as bad as it gets, right? That's not like saying, oh, you're fat.
You're ugly.
Or you're ugly, or you're teeth are spaced out, or yeah. What have you. That's like saying you should go home and kill yourself.
That's different.
That's messed up.
It is. That and it's really becoming more and more normal. And I don't know what it is about the digital and the technology and the social that gets into these people's heads more so. You know, because when we were kids, we'd go to school and you'd get in a fight or whatever, and someone would say, oh, your mom is a whore. And you'd say, your mom's a pig. And they'd say, why don't you just go home and die tonight? And you'd be like, oh.
I've never had anyone say that to me before. You should go home and kill yourself. I've never, ever in my life had someone tell me that.
I don't know if I have. I mean, I'm sure people have said it on the other side of the radio.
I've had someone say, you're dead to me.
Yeah. But not ever just, hey, go home and do it.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever had anyone say that. Or I don't know that I've ever been privy to anyone saying that to someone.
I don't know if I have either. I really don't. But my point was, is back in the day, if someone had said that,
right,
the chances of you doing it were slim and, you know, far and few between. You wouldn't have done it. But there's something with these computer and these comments that make these people...
Typically, somebody wouldn't say that directly to someone's face.
No, they wouldn't.
They would only do that when they're tough
hiding
guy or girl typing. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. 766-9370. Just a couple here. Thomas, it says you're a suicide survivor. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. That's correct. Hello.
Hi, Thomas.
First of all, congratulations.
Glad to have you with us still, bud.
Thank you. Yeah, so just my opinion, because I'm, again, a suicide survivor. I would say make it a lesser charge, because when I tried to kill myself, it was by my hands, not anybody else. So I feel that if someone is bullied online and that person does commit suicide, it's by their hands, not another person.
Okay, so you think it should carry weight, but a lesser charge than murder, like a manslaughter?
Correct.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
And again, Thomas, if you can, just quickly, so we can understand, what was it that brought you down, or that you thought brought you down, that drove you to that point?
Oh, younger, I was bullied a lot, but also I have bipolar disorder, so that was the reason why. But I take medication. I'm fine now.
Well, again, thank you for the call. Glad you're still with us, Thomas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just had a quick comment. Yeah, I agree. It carries weight. You know, you should never say that to someone, like you're kind of saying, morally and ethically. You know, that's a pretty terrible thing to say. And I'm a little older, like Dog was saying. You know, yeah, joking around, stuff like that. It never even sunk in with me if somebody joked around saying that kind of stuff, right? Didn't hold anything personal.
It carried no merit. There was no weight behind it.
Yeah, there was just nothing to it, right? So, yeah. I think if it can be pinned on someone and they've just relentlessly, you know, on the internet, whatever, and the social media hit someone up, yeah, it should be like a manslaughter charge, or, you know, like voluntary manslaughter, right? Because you have voluntarily taken it upon yourself to tell someone relentlessly that they should kill themselves. So that's pretty messed up. So like an involuntary manslaughter, that's, you know, what, you crash a car and somebody dies in it, and you're under the influence, or, you know, I'm not really sure how that all works legally, but yeah, it'd be like a voluntary thing, right? So yeah, it should carry some weight,
okay.
And it needs to stop too. It's kind of a terrible thing. Right?
And again, that's why we're talking about it, is because it's becoming a thing that people, not only kids anymore, These were grown adults and animal activists. I mean, these animal activists...
Shameful to say that to someone. I can't even imagine saying that to someone.
They're fighting for the rights of the animals, these activists are, but they're doing these hateful comments that in turn led this woman to take her own life. They're loving and thinking more about the animals than the actual person. And that, again, is something secondary that's even more haywire. They love the animals so much, they're going to tell the woman that killed the animals to kill herself?
You'll find that with a lot of people.
It's crazy.
In standing up for what it is they believe in, they're far more dirtier and nastier than the people that said what they're...
What started it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to get to these calls. Jared, Justin, Brett, Annie, if you guys could hang on, 766-9370. We'll do more after this.
Dog and Joe.